Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jamika. How may I assist?
Yes, I have a charge on my credit card, and I would like to know what it is.
Yes, ma'am, no problem. Can you go ahead and provide me with your zip code, please?
33313.
Thank you so much. And your first and last name?
Alex Campbell.
You said Alex?
Well, Kelvin Housen. I got the wrong account.
Okay. Can you go ahead and verify your billing address?
6391 Northwest 25th Court, Sunrise, Florida.
Okay. So do you remember back on February the 1st where you made the purchase for that smartwatch?
Yes.
In the pods? Warranty on the pods?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. So on that day, you were signed up on, if you did read the terms and conditions, you were placing yourself on a 14-day trial period. And if you didn't call back to cancel that trial period within those 14 days, you would have been billed the initiating price for that watch. And that's why you got that $69.97 charge on the account.
Also, I had to read the fine print to do that.
Yes, ma'am. You needed to read the terms and conditions, and it did state that in the terms and conditions.
So instead of me paying a $4 or whatever it said for the iPods and the watch, it was $69?
Yes, ma'am.
That was a one-time fee?
Yes, ma'am.
So it ain't going to be charged on my account again, right?
No, ma'am. I can go ahead and get you canceled out so that it's not charged again for you, okay?
Please do. So what I had to do, call and say what? And
just
what did
call
you say?
And cancel it out. So call and say I wanted to cancel out my 14-day trial, and you wouldn't have got billed, and you would have been able to keep the watch as well.
Oh, okay. I didn't read the fine print.
Okay, so okay. I was able to get that canceled out, so you won't receive any more additional charges to the account, and I do have your cancellation number when you're ready.
I don't have a pen right now, but just cancel it.
Okay, no problem. So,
so what they were going to do, keep charging me $69 every month?
Yes, ma'am, and they were going to send out a watch each month and charge you that $69.
Yeah, because, you know, I just kept getting a watch, like, every week or every other week or every other week, and I was like, what the hell going on here?
Yes, ma'am, so they were just going to keep sending out the watch. As long as you didn't cancel, they were going to keep charging and sending out the watch.
$69 per watch?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, when the last time they billed me for the watch?
The last time they billed you for the watch was March the 2nd, so you won't be billed anymore. They only billed you one time for the watch, though. They was only able to bill you one time.
So what about the March 2nd, $69?
You
need to... You need to
Yes, ma'am. So the account is canceled out as of now. And on March the 2nd, you only pay for shipping and handling. And after that, the 14 days after March the 2nd, you were charged for the initiating price of the watch, which was the $69, but you only was charged one time.
So I ain't going to see the $69 on my card next month.
No, ma'am.
Oh, and how much is the shipping and handling?
The shipping and handling was $7.95.
$8. So I should only see $7.95 on my next bill, right?
No, you shouldn't see anything. You won't receive any more watches, and you shouldn't receive anything taken off your card as of now.
Yeah, because I was wondering, I was like, they already sent me a watch, and then like another week I got another watch, and then like another week I got another one. I was like, what the hell going on here? Well, boy, I'm going to start reading the fine print when I order stuff. Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a great rest of your day.
All right, bye-bye.